On today's episode of The Sip, we're discussing TikTok stars exposing their parents and the most insane celebrity demands.
That burp, though. Oh my God.
You're always commenting on my burps. Just let them happen.
Someone's got to fucking comment on it, you crazy bitch.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of The Sip. I'm so excited that you're joining us. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, with Lizzie Gordon.
One of these days, I'd like to introduce myself. Okay. Just saying.
Well, I'll give you that power next week. You could introduce
both of us next week. Something to live for.
Yeah. Okay. How are you doing this week?
I'm a mess, and I'm so sorry I was late today. I just like couldn't stop watching Netflix.
I literally asked you to come early to help me decorate for Halloween.
I know. I was like, I'll be there at 9 a.m.
And happy Spooktober. If you're tuning in on YouTube, you can see our half-assed background because Lizzie was fucking late.
I'm so sorry.
What were you doing?
I was watching the fucking second season of The Haunting of Hill House, which is like The Haunting of Bly Manor or Bly House. I don't know, but it's great.
I'm not very into scary things.
Oh, I can't turn it off. And last year when this came out, I was literally watching it on my phone everywhere I went. Like, I took it to work and was watching it on my phone all day.
So this is a second season.
This is a second season. It's an anthology series, so it's a completely different haunting, and it is fire. I'm almost done, but then I had to fucking come here and talk to your dumbass. No offense.
Thank you. And I saw what? You got stung by a fucking bee last night?
Dude, I got stung by a bee while driving. I was smoking a cigarette and I like felt this presence on my arm and I like looked down and out of my peripheral, I thought it was just a fly. So I was like, shoo fly. And it landed on my leg. And then I was like, something was too cool about that fly. Like that fly had a lot of confidence and like bee energy. And then I looked down at my leg and it was a fucking bee. And I had a cigarette in one hand and my phone in the other one because I just really want to die while driving, apparently.
Okay, you can't be promoting holding your phone while driving.
I wasn't texting.
You were just holding it for comfort?
Yeah.
Have you learned nothing from the social dilemma?
It's kind of like how a boy holds his dick for comfort. Like, I hold my phone for comfort in all settings. Like, I have it here right now.
So the bee's inside of your car.
The bee's on my thigh. And I'm just thinking, like, God, I got to get this motherfucker out of here before he stings me. And then, like, a knee-jerk reaction just went, bam, and smacked it into my thigh, and it fucking stung the shit out of me.
It stung you, or you insinuated the sting because you snapped it into your thigh?
I would classify this as a bee murder stinging.
Well, yeah, bees die. I mean, apparently, I haven't done actual research, but the rumor is that they die after they sting. And I don't.
Yeah, which is like, why are you flexing so hard? Is it worth your life to cause me this pain and agony?
If you're smacking it with your phone, the answer is yes.
Honestly, I was trying to kill it. And I know we have a bee shortage, and I know you're not supposed to kill bees, and I don't feel great about it, but I was terrified, and I was driving. And I had to do something, and it resulted in more physical pain for me. So if karma's not a bitch, I don't know what is.
Why wouldn't you shoo it away? And bees
aren't... You can't shoo a bee. Dude, it's not shoo bee, don't bother me.
Bees aren't out to kill you or sting you. I really don't think so.
I mean...
Like, if you alarm them, they'll do it. And I have this crazy theory because when I have this crazy mole on my lip. Have you ever noticed it?
Of course I've noticed it.
Okay, so I don't know if it's something I made up. Like, I think people can make up memories.
Yeah.
You can think memories into existence. Yeah. And when I was a kid, I mean, this did happen. I just don't know if it resulted in my mole.
Yeah.
But I got on this tire swing and it had a huge bee's nest inside of it. But I had already committed. So like my whole body's in the tire swing and a bee stung me right on the lip and it inflamed. Like
it
took over my entire face. And for a week, probably, I just was living with that. And so now
derpy.
I have this theory that I don't think I had the mole before the bee sting. I think the bee sting resulted in the mole.
Is it a mole or a scar then?
So I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and look in scrapbook photos.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put my glasses on and get up close in that mouth.
My sister, though, also has the same mole in the same position.
She does,
so
yeah.
That might debunk the theory, but I'm honestly going to go back and
watch
look.
This whole thing's made up and you were never even stung by a bee on your face. You've never even been on a tire swing. Like...
But that is crazy. I'm going to have to look more into creating your own memories or your ideals of how things happened, because
yeah.
I think that's something people do for sure.
Oh, as a child, I was a pathological liar. So sometimes—
And has that actually changed?
Yes, it's fucking changed, you piece of shit.
I saw a lot of people were saying that we were cussing too much and that— So let's chill out. I mean, I'm guilty too.
Now
I
started— you're going to tell me how to live my life?
Now I'm going to react on
you
the comments.
You feel safe and confident telling me how to live my life?
No, I'm going to be one of those people that like read the comments and then react my and live my life. No, I'm never going to do that. But I was just really excited about the comments on the first podcast. Sorry, what were you saying?
I don't remember now.
God, I'm such
a
jerk.
Way to fucking kill the vibe. So, oh, it's no swearing. Sorry, guys.
Before I get into some hot topics, I did want to talk about your wedding because it was literally like, I never got my RSVP, but I think it was like supposed to happen tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we were supposed to get married on October 30th. And when lockdown happened, I actually like called the venue and was like, we got to push this. And then they threatened to charge me more money to push it during the pandemic. Because we didn't feel comfortable sending out invites or RSVPs, not knowing when the world was going to open up or if anybody could actually come.
Right.
And it also felt like in poor taste to be like, in light of the pandemic, please join us for a massive fucking gathering.
You don't want to do a Zoom? You don't want to stream it live on?
Absolutely not. Like, there's nothing I'd rather do less.
Well, the more, so like, we didn't get that far into our wedding planning, but the more that I'm thinking about an actual wedding now, it just like does not seem very appealing to me.
I never actually like wanted a huge wedding. I wanted like a really small, intimate 50 people. Now I'm like, 8 is great. Like, we'll have 8 people there. It'll be fantastic. But I like started crying this morning because like, I should be super excited and getting ready for my wedding in a couple weeks.
And your mom's super adorable and sewed you a wedding dress.
Okay.
Are you one of those brides that—
Joe's very traditional and very romantic, and he wants to keep that like air of mystery.
So I can't post one of the photos of your mom's dress.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, I could tell Joe specifically not to fucking look. But my mom, like 2 weeks ago, hit me up with this picture of this this pattern that she like probably got in like 1962 from the Goodwill. Like, it's a pattern. It's an actual physical pattern.
I know about patterns.
Oh, you do? You've sewed some dresses for me. So my mom sent me this pattern and I'm just like, whatever, like do whatever you want. Like, I don't care. And in my mind, I was like, she's never going to fucking sew my dress. Fucking 2 days go by and she's texting me selfies in the dress. She sewed the dress and then she put it in the mail and sent it to me. Like, I have my wedding dress made by my mom now in my house. And like, I have to wear it.
Okay. Well, tell Joe not to watch this episode. So we can show your mom being so fucking cute
she's
in the wedding
so funny.
Dress. God, I swore again. There I go.
Let it go. Let it go.
All right, you guys, because this show is still an undertaking of my own, if you want to support us, you can get my Ryland hoodie at rylandadams.com. Use code Ryland for 25% off. And because a lot of you had requested a video version of this podcast, the Sip Clips channel is now basically full video episodes. So if you want to see us, if you want the video version, I mean, we're still like, if it starts not doing great or something.
But as long as we're this cute,
then
it can stay.
For now, for the time being, it is a video podcast as well on YouTube at the Sip Clips. So go peep us there. So
you're such a business bitch and I love it.
Okay, with no sponsors but my own on this podcast.
No, but that's some hardcore like empowerment, like I do what I want. Like I'm into
it. Well, I really wanted a podcast. It wasn't just like a cash grab for me. I really enjoy talking about stupid shit.
As do I. This is all I want to do with my life. If the rest of my life is spent just commentating on Demi Lovato's former fiance, like, I'll die happy.
Which there's new developments, and I'm going to keep it short because, like, okay. But first, I did want to jump into Kim Kardashian and Addison Rae's best friendship.
Khloe.
No, what
Courtney.
Are we talking about?
Courtney.
Did
Kardashian.
I not say Courtney Kardashian?
I think you said Kim, then I said Khloe, but we landed on the right one, which is Courtney, which this is an impossible family to keep straight.
Yeah, and she's often the one that's forgotten. Poor Courtney. I mean, by her own choosing, she's always like, I don't want to be famous. And she was exiting the show before the show even canceled itself.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have a lot to say about their friendship because Addison Rae is 19. What's her name? Courtney Kardashian.
Is 41.
Is 41. And I might be lying. Addison might have
How about
just
that? I just knew that.
20. But do you think it's weird that this friendship formed? And I will say their friendship blossomed because Addison's went over to do a TikTok with Courtney's son because Mason was a big fan.
Right.
And then it blossomed from there.
I don't know that I have anything nice to say.
Well, I kind of feel about this the same way I feel about casual sex. If all parties are like gaining,
enjoying it.
Yeah. If everyone's getting what they want from the experience, I think more power to them. And I will say there's a smart business move in it for the both of them, because like it or not, the Kardashians are mainstream celebrities.
Right.
Whereas Addison is still an internet celebrity. So Addison brings Poosh, which God knows it needs the views, some attention. And I'm not shitting on Kourtney Kardashian.
No, I'm not shitting on her either, but like Addison Rae brings Poosh. Sounds like a
Well, she was. She started doing all these videos for Poosh.
No, I know. I've seen them.
Which is Kourtney's lifestyle brand. Yeah. And it really is working for the two of them. And I think Addison being friends with Kourtney Kardashian is bringing her mainstream attention, which might be in part why she got considered for the movie that she's doing. And this weekend, they stepped out arm in arm in matching outfits.
Yeah, why don't we ever match?
We could start coordinating that.
Can we please?
For one of the episodes in October, I think we should do matching Halloween costumes.
Okay.
Like go all out, a couple's costume.
I have an idea.
What?
I'm not going to say it on here. We don't have a big reveal. This is the first time I've ever kept a secret in my life. I usually have an idea and just blurt it out, and I'm keeping this inside and you're going to tempt me?
Okay, back to Kourtney and Addison. I think as long as they're both having the best time of their life, more power to them.
Yeah.
I will say what's funny is because it blossomed from TikToks with Mason.
The firstborn.
The firstborn. Kourtney has since deleted Mason's TikTok because he
wilded out.
He went live. I mean, this is old news, but I'm tying it back into something relevant. Kourtney then deleted Mason's TikTok because he went live and released like
started
the status.
Just whatever you wanted to say.
Kylie and Travis Scott's relationship. But now this is becoming a trend on TikTok where a lot of kids are outing their parents. With whatever that means. Like Kellyanne Conway's daughter has like
Claudia Conway. That is one of two people I follow on TikTok, and her chaotic hatred for the presidency.
Well, because she was what, like, the precatory of that.
No, I don't think she was the press secretary.
She was an advisor or something to
like,
Donald Trump.
This is how stupid we're going to sound. I do know that Kellyanne Conway is the first woman to get a man elected to office as the president. Okay. And that's like.
So she was running his campaign.
Right. No, I don't know. Let's not set anything in stone. And like our idiocy is really showing right now.
Anyway,
like,
she was coughing. Kellyanne Conway, politic lady.
Yeah. Politic lady. Jesus Christ, pray for us. I literally have a degree in political science.
Oh my God. Everyone's like, talk about politics. Here you go.
Here you go. We don't know how. Like,
and it's okay. This is getting in dangerous territory.
But I do love Claudia going on TikTok. Watch her name not even be Claudia. I do love watching her go on TikTok and do some like crazy shit because she's also got gnarly Jersey Shore vibes, like a hardcore spray tan.
Well, you're bearing the lead. Her mom has coronavirus or had coronavirus. And so she was exposing her mom for having coronavirus. And now it's become, I don't know if she started the trend, but now all of these people are like filming their parents secretly while they're fighting or like it's becoming this crazy trend and it's like, what is going on?
It's pretty gnarly.
And it gets messy and it gets popular. And I think especially with the Kellyanne Conway situation, I don't know if they're maybe all in on it and they just are like seeking some sort of reality show.
I highly doubt they are all in on it.
Because I saw that she was trying to get emancipated, but so far it hasn't worked. And I guess that's helping her career.
Yeah, I don't think you can get emancipated because you don't agree with your parents' political beliefs. Like, I'm pretty sure that's not how emancipation
maybe
works.
Maybe what's going on in our world, you can. She has like a stronger
case. But Kellyanne Conway actually wound up resigning from her position and is not going to fulfill it another season. Another season. Jesus Christ, pray for me. Like,
oh my gosh.
We wonder why America's going down the drain and it's me.
And sorry.
I'm the reason.
All right. Well, I want to move on to McDonald's because have you seen all of these celebrities that are just really bringing McDonald's to life throughout coronavirus and this pandemic? I know that you eat McDonald's a lot because every time you leave our house, I get a selfie like 5 minutes later in the drive-thru at McDonald's.
I mean, a 30-year-old adult needs at least 4 Happy Meals a week to keep the doctor away.
I can't tell. And
why
I'm not,
are you exposing me?
Gosh, I don't want to sound like one of these fast food chambers because I love fast food, but I can't remember the last time I went to McDonald's. And I don't know if J Balvin and Travis Scott are getting me there. Because
well, you're not their audience. Like,
well, it's not even that I'm not their audience. They're not releasing anything that isn't already on the menu. They're like a quarter pounder.
There's some
altercations.
There's alterations.
Welcome to the most intellectual podcast you'll ever listen to. So it's similar to like what Charlie did with Dunkin' Donuts, where she was just vibing with one of their drinks.
I saw that you showed up for Charlie, though. I saw that you hit the Dunkin' Donuts to get the Charlie special.
Well, I vibe with Dunkin' Donuts. Who doesn't want a donut and a coffee run on a Saturday morning?
You did. I loved watching you eat that sugar, like the rainbow sprinkle donut. Oh, I could watch you eat a rainbow donut all day.
Well, we could do a mukbang one day.
I'd love to.
Okay, so it really drove a lot of traffic to McDonald's. Like, they were selling out of hamburgers, could not produce enough hamburgers because Travis Scott just flipped it on its head, which I think is a genius marketing ploy on McDonald's part.
A lot of people were upset about it, though. And another thing trending on TikTok was people filming their Travis Scott burger and being like, this ain't it, bro. And like driving back to McDonald's and throwing it at the people in the window that gave it to them.
What?
It's so gnarly.
Is that for attention on TikTok? Because I feel
it's probably like a TikTok challenge. But this guy's like, the videos I saw, people seemed authentically pissed about the delivery of their burger. Well, like,
I feel like you should know what you're getting into. And that's a burger that McDonald's already sells with. It's like me promoting a brand on YouTube. It's like, you get the same service. They're just bringing attention to it.
Right.
Which, like, I don't know who came up with the idea, but now because it works so well with Travis Scott, they're doing J Balvin, which is probably also going to do very well. And I've seen Trisha Paytas campaigning to have her be the next one.
I swear to God, I would eat anything Trisha Paytas told me to eat. I would eat the fucking pizza after she fucked through it. Like, I stand that bitch's food taste. Sorry, I know, for all like, the swearing and she, all the problematic shit I just said.
Well, she also has like a it's risky to take. I don't know. Brands are scared of YouTubers in general because they open their mouths too much about everything. But a lot of people were saying like, oh, J Balvin and Travis Scott are both Tauruses. And Trish was like retweeting it like, I'm also a Taurus. See the link. But I do think you'd be genius because I know we're both Tauruses.
You know what? Now that we're talking about this, I think I should have a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to stop until I have a McDonald's Happy Meal that is specifically tailored to my wants and needs. And let me tell you, I will bring cheese fries to the Happy Meal.
Do they not already have that?
No, they don't have that. So I'm going to run on a platform of cheese fries at McDonald's.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not playing.
Well, Trish, at least her living part of it is eating McDonald's.
That's
so
fair.
I think it's like an organic brand deal. But also what I thought was funny about Trish, did you see her toilet paper scandal?
No.
Well, you know, she's an OnlyFans star.
Yeah.
And so she's working as usual.
Is she selling her used toilet paper?
Well, no. She took a photo like bent over like in the back of her Rolls Royce. And everyone was zooming in and it was trending on Twitter because there were like spots of toilet paper left over from when she had wiped.
That is one of my biggest fears.
An OnlyFans update. I think we need to make like a weekly OnlyFans segment.
I'm all about this. Where, and I love the fact that paying for an OnlyFans sub right now would become a tax write-off.
Oh, I never even thought about that because we're working. I think it would be fun. God damn it. Somebody always calls me during this podcast.
Is it the same person?
I don't know.
Do you want
I
me to
swear
to
God, I'm going to start phoning them in and they're going to become our interviews, which by the way, I'm going to have Morgan on next week.
I have so many things to ask her.
Have you guys ever officially met?
Yes. We met when she was a teenager and your mom brought her to LA and you guys all came to the Bloomingdale's I was working at so that she could pick out a prom dress.
Got it.
But I love Morgan. Like, I'm an actual Morgan fan in a creepy way. Like, I love you personally and then I love you professionally. So...
Okay, well, back to Austin Mahone and his OnlyFans. I was thinking it'd be fun if we could like have a weekly segment where we rate and review people's OnlyFans.
Please,
but
God.
The problem is, I was looking for, and this is what we're gonna have to stop doing if we make this a segment. But I was like looking for the leak on Twitter.
Yeah,
and I haven't actually purchased Austin Mahone's yet. Did you? And I'm being hypocritical because if we start purchasing, that goes against everything I said last week where I like
this is work.
Classified it
this
as cheating
is business.
But if I subscribe just to see what's going on, how big the dick is, and then jump right back out of there.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we do it in a group setting where it's like you and me are both looking at it at the same time.
Yeah, it's just like friends watching porno together.
Yeah, it's not.
as long as we unsubscribe before we leave this shed. It's like for
then
work
it's fine.
Purposes.
It's for work purposes. I have an OnlyFans and literally my username is nope.
Can you sign up for Austin right now? I'll pay you back.
I'm honestly like, I could, but I don't know how. Like, I'm technologically challenged.
His promos are all like with a girl or maybe his girlfriend. So I'm like,
do you really want me to try right now?
I really do want you to try to get to his OnlyFans before the end of this show. I mean, we could also break down and do and let's, come back to that.
Let's have emotional breakdowns and come back to that.
Okay, so everyone wait on the edge of your seat for our Austin Mahone OnlyFans review. Because I do think it's interesting to like see how hard he's been promoting it. It's like the link in his Instagram, and then we can actually like dive in and see what's going on. I do click on those videos on YouTube. Like I paid for Blank's OnlyFans, so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, Madonna turned down collaborating with David Guetta because he's a Scorpio. So
I get it.
I guess David Guetta had done a remix of one of Madonna's songs and it won a Grammy.
Yeah.
So then she appreciated that, listened to a lot of his work. And if you don't know who David Guetta is, he is famous for producing Sia's Titanium, Usher's Without You.
I wish you had never said Titanium. So now like the rest of my day is just going to be like, I am Titanium.
Okay, all right.
You did this.
Neither of us have any business singing for anyone.
I have paid thousands of dollars to a voice coach.
Have you really?
Yeah, it's really sad how bad I am at singing.
So David met with Madonna for lunch, just the two of them, super intimate. Everything was going right. And he revealed this in an interview. It was in a different language, but somebody, thank God, translated it for us. So he said, quote, she asks me for my astrological sign. I answer her Scorpio. Suddenly, she makes a face and she says to me, I'm sorry, we're not going to be able to work together. It was a pleasure to know you. Goodbye.
Wait, straight up said
and
that?
And stormed right out of lunch with him. God. Was like, I've been burned by a Scorpio too many times in my life. And this is just not something I'm interested in. The business partnership.
What does Scorpio even mean?
They're a little like feisty and in your face. They're like very... I hate to say vindictive, but they're also great signs. They're like lively. They get shit done. Yeah. They're proactive. They're creative. They're energetic. But I guess she's just...
I just don't think that there's any way to like make a blanket statement about a sign. Like I thought I hated Geminis and Joe's a Gemini and I've never loved anybody more than him.
See, and I was going to say, I think it's more so you start believing in it because you... everyone's like looking into their own sign first. Like that's how you dive into astrology.
I could listen to you say astrological the way that you say it forever.
So then you start really believing that all the traits of your own sign are you.
Yeah.
And you start fucking with that heavily. Yeah. And then you then believe everyone else is exactly that for their sign too.
Right.
And then you get burned one too many times and you've just drinking the Kool-Aid and it's no go. And I've always had this thing about, and I'm sorry, can we sign shame here? I don't think we can.
I think you are, I know what you're about to say. And I think everybody knows what your sign you're about to say.
Well, I think the ones that are always just a little like, because it's like they're most known for Two-Facey is Gemini.
Yeah.
Which is your fiance. And I feel even a little hypocritical saying that because then when you go in and look into my rising, guess what my fucking rising
Gemini.
Is? I'm a Taurus rising Gemini.
You sick two-faced fuck.
So I can't even hate on the Geminis because I'm a rising. And I found that out like way further into dating Shane. And I was like, oh my God, is Shane going to dump me because I'm a rising Gemini?
That's so sad.
Not that like, I don't think he's sign shaming either, but you know.
Have you heard that Lizzo song where Lizzo goes like, I used to date a Gemini. It's like a threesome fucking with them every night. I'm just pushing my music career now.
Well, yeah, because they have two very distinct, and I'm like
me
talking for every Gemini out there. And you never know. Like it varies on so many different things, but is there a sign that you particularly won't mess with?
No, like I said, like I know very little about signs. I specifically, there was like a period in my life where I was like, oh, I don't do Geminis. And then when I learned like the dates of a Gemini, I was like, oh, Joe's a Gemini. And so, I definitely do him. So
I would say for me as a Taurus, I get along best with other Tauruses. Like 90% of my friends are Tauruses. And then I really get along with Cancers as well. We balance each other because we're so contrasting. Like
what month is Cancer?
July. And I don't know what it bleeds into, but my mom is a Cancer, Shane's a Cancer, and those are the two closest people to me in my life. And I think Cancers are very emotional and sensitive, but creative.
Yeah.
So those are my two faves. You have nothing else to say. I wish you liked
nothing. Oh. I know. I'm lame.
Can you get on CoStar so I can at least figure out what your rising is so that we can then compare each other and talk about why we work or don't work?
I don't even know what time I was born.
You don't?
No.
Well, I didn't either, I guess. You have, yeah. And that's when you find out
and
what your rising is.
And I can't trust my parents to tell me that. And I don't know if I even have a birth certificate. Like, it's a lot of information I need
to find. Jessica Alba revealed that she was not allowed to make eye contact when she guest starred on 90210. What, you don't believe it? Why would she come up with that out of the blue unless she has a vengeance against one of the actors?
I think whoever told her that was probably fucking with her. Like, I don't think that people actually say things like that.
I don't know. I've heard that about, and I know everyone has such an opinion about Ellen, and I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that about Ellen too. Like, she, her staff, and who knows if that's coming from the actual stars or if that's the staff that's projecting, saying, like, I think it's best if you just don't look her in the eyes today. But acting is a job where that is your
job.
You
have to look someone in the eyes. But like, I've worked on a lot of sets, and on every set almost someone tries to mess with you in some way. It's like a monotonous, hard job. So why not like sprinkle some tomfoolery about? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I do think like Jessica Alba's a cutie. Like someone was probably just teasing her.
And all of the, and I guess.
And I take things very seriously too.
And that's a high stress job. Yeah. When you're guest starring on an established show that's super popular at the time, you're like probably so strung out hoping like, am I going to do a good job? Am I going to get fired? Are they going to replace me? Could this become a recurring that anything anyone says to you on the set,
oh, you're going
to
do.
You're going to take seriously and do. Whereas this PA or producer that told her that, they're just trying to look for something to entertain them because they've been on this job for 4 years.
Exactly.
And they're bored as hell.
Yeah.
Well, all of the actors came out basically to deny it. And Tori Spelling, who I think her scenes were with, said,
I wouldn't doubt if Tori Spelling had a no eye contact policy though.
Well, that's who she's fucking talking about.
Then maybe it's true.
And you never know. Like, stars have crazy writers, which I want to get to in a second. But Tori said, she commented on it and said, I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little horrified when I saw that clip and that she said she wasn't allowed to make eye contact with me. She had an awful experience. And that she had an awful experience because her baby wipes are my favorite. And she said, like, I wipe my child's ass with her baby wipes every single day.
Stop,
I'm so
Tori.
Upset right now.
Stop, Tori. Like, just say sorry, bitch. It's fine.
At least she's plugging honest for Jessica Alba in the process.
For sure, because Jessica needs the plug.
I know, she's doing very well.
Yeah, she's killing it. That's so funny.
So you don't think, I mean, Hollywood is crazy. And I think a lot of people in Hollywood, they get big egos and they get fed whatever they want because when you're the star of a show and the money making revolves around you, I think now we're waking up and it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Whereas like, okay, we're all humans playing on the same field. But I do think it was okay for a long time for celebrities to demand anything they wanted. Well, I looked up some celebrity writers just for fun, like the craziest things. Some that stuck out to me. Christina Aguilera, she requires a police escort because she cannot stand sitting in traffic.
God love her. That is everything.
If you could demand it, why wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd demand a lot.
What would be in your writer?
I'd want a trailer. I'd want it to be okay that my dog is aggressive and that nobody could sue me if he bit them. But mostly it's just about having Mr. Bubbs on set and having no one be allowed to tell me that it's awful.
Right. Like, I would just want a few LaCroix and some caffeine.
I'd want Le Pain Quotidien. I want Le Pain Quotidien lentil salad with three dressings and smoked salmon added to it. Extra avocado.
All right. Well, Mariah Carey, she wants a sole person who's responsible for throwing away her gum. Like, that is her big request.
Fuck, no, I get that, too. Like, I'd sign up for that. I'd sign up to throw Mariah Carey's gum away, like, 100%. Like, that's the best on-set job.
Can you imagine? What a story time. Like, I got hired because she can't even walk onto her own set. Like, I went to her show in Vegas, and they carry her out on the couch. And more power to her. But why wouldn't she chew gum up until the second she has to use her vocal cords and then just say, Thomas?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've literally been hired as a specific water girl on set for a director of photography that has an Academy Award. And I love that. I'm a huge fan of this guy. So I've done two jobs where my sole purpose is to hand this man water.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I get paid for 12 hours to just hand this man water. It is the best job I've ever had.
Does it pay well?
Yeah.
All right.
And you do very little.
Well, Madonna, she requests flower-scented fabric furniture to resemble her own home.
That's gnarly.
Plus a 200-person entourage. So you have to be able to cater to her 200. I don't even know 200 people.
Yeah, I don't either.
I couldn't even find that many people if I paid them to want to be around me.
What? Also, who the fuck would want to be surrounded by 200 people at all times?
I mean, this, and we have to remember that X is out all Scorpios. So like 200 people minus Scorpios.
I wonder who she does fuck with. Like, I'd like to know the sign that she's getting down with.
I don't know. I didn't look into what sign Madonna is.
We should.
We could circle back
to that.
Watch
her be a fucking Gemini.
All right. So yesterday, I'm sure. I'm like shaming Geminis. I'm so sorry. Like, you can't choose what month you're born in. That's like not okay for me to say. And not all Geminis are created equally. Neither are all Tauruses. Tauruses are assholes too. Like, I'm a Taurus and I'm the most stubborn motherfucker in the entire world.
I've been told
the same. Well, not told. It's because astrology is true. It works. And it's real.
This is real.
It's my Bible.
I wonder if I was told like what I am, if I would lean into it more. If it's like the power of suggestion over.
Well, yeah,
else.
Of course. Shane and I like blame each our fights on each other. He's like, well, you're just being a Taurus right now. And then I'll watch characters on TV shows.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, she is such a Taurus. And then
this
we'll like
crazy.
Look up their birthday. And most
She's
of the time,
Taurus?
I'm right. Yeah. I was right last night. Anyways.
So you're a witch.
Yes. A few days ago now was National Coming Out Day. Mm. And I have a few LGBTQ inspired stories for you. Kristen Stewart is promoting her upcoming movie that she plays a gay character in, and she was asked because she was dating a girl back when she was 21, and the reporter said, do you feel like there's almost an expectation for you to be a spokesperson for the community? And she said, I did when I was younger, when I was being hounded about labeling myself. I was going out every day knowing I'd be photographed while being affectionate with my girlfriend, but I didn't want to talk about it. And she did feel an enormous pressure, but it wasn't put on her by the LGBTQ plus community. And what I'll say is weird about that is like, A, every gay person is different.
Yeah.
Some people don't make it their calling card. Some people do and make it their life's work to spread awareness. But the thing is, when you're figuring it out for yourself, it's very difficult because most of the time you're like, you might be attracted to a movie or an ad or something you see and want to dabble in it, but then you don't really know until you try. Like for me, my first time, like I speculated I was gay for a long time. And then
you speculated?
I found a man on Craigslist because I didn't know Grindr existed at the time. And thank God the man didn't kill me.
Yeah.
But I vetted him pretty well. And I feel like I have
Spidey
instinct.
Did you call the police
it's back,
and
like,
run a background
Craigslist.
Check?
I don't know if they still have it, but you can like go on Seeking and it was like, men seeking men. And I like felt very comfortable with him. He was my age, but like he came and picked me up. We jacked off in our cars, got off
independently,
left.
Jacked off or jacked each other off. Okay.
Driving around the Ralph's parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, just as
while
one
driving,
does.
While the car was in motion, you jacked each other off or did you park?
Well, that's how it's okay. We don't need to get too graphic, but I started jacking him off while we were in motion. This is when I was like 20 years old, just moved to LA.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this because I didn't know I was gay and I didn't even want to tell the closest people to me that I was gay until I had confirmed it myself. And I felt I couldn't do that until I had an experience
where you touched a dick.
And once it happened, like fireworks went off and I was like, oh, this is it for me. This is who I am.
Yeah.
But then when I did come out, it was stressful because I felt like I worked at a restaurant at that time. And I felt like once I started telling everyone, they were going to be like, well, why didn't you tell us forever ago? Have you been lying about it forever? So like, I wasn't even in the public eye. Kristen Stewart, just like trying to figure out what's right for her and what's not, being photographed and then being demanded of her to proclaim exactly what she is. It's like,
and then represent it and be a role model for what it is. Like, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and there's no real way around that unless you want to like sneak the person into your house and live this unauthentic,
closeted, weird life.
Yeah.
But I did come out to my dad and told him I was straight when I was 16.
You came out to your dad?
Yeah. It always struck me as odd that like I would have a gay friend that would have to come out as their sexuality. So to me, as a young woman, I felt like I should come out too. I don't know if this is me just wanting attention though. Like, because honestly, like the more I think about it, it was probably just me wanting a bit of my dad's attention to be like, Dad, we need to sit down.
I had to do mine in an airport. I was so scared. Like right when we were going separate ways.
And it wasn't your mom like,
And I did it like at the very, I was telling myself the whole trip. We went to the Bahamas for my sister's graduation.
I remember this. Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to tell them up front. Meanwhile, I like found a guy on Grindr at that resort and was like sneaking off to like hang out with that man. And I was like, oh, my friend from high school is also conveniently here at the same time. Sorry, mom, if you're listening. I think they speculated. But then when the very last moment when we're about to leave, my sister had just lost her phone because she like put it in the bathroom stall at the airport and then somebody else probably picked it up.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then I like finally tell them all shook up and she goes, oh my God, of course I knew that. That was so much less stressful than Morgan losing her phone just now. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I want to talk about Ally Brooke because the Fifth Harmony, the ex Fifth Harmony band May is promoting her new memoir, Finding Harmony, which I love. I hope she's going to dive into all of the drama that.
So you started reading it?
No,
it
comes out.
Or you just love that she's doing it?
Now that it's Wednesday, it came out yesterday on Tuesday, but amping up the press for the show, she is revealing that she's still a virgin at age 27. And I think it's bold. It's a bold choice. I mean, good for her. More power to her. I feel like my brother and his wife didn't even move in together until they got married. And I thought that was pushing it. I was like, that's a statement. Because you don't really know who somebody is until you start living with them. And sleeping is the next step of that.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure Joe's about to leave me because of the way that I sleep, but we're 6 years deep, and I swear to God I will trap him with a baby.
My biggest fear about being, and more power, like, I respect this, and I'm trying not to judge it, but I think, like, what if you fell madly in love with this man, and then his dick was, like, too big for your pussy?
I mean,
is that not a realistic fear?
Are they waiting to see each other naked, too? Like,
oh, I don't know. You never know how it's going to work out sexually until it's happening. Like, you can't even just look at it and be like, that's going to work or not work. Because even, like, say size doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's also largely based in technique.
I just can't fathom it. You saw that video of the couple that had never kissed, and they finally had that kiss, and it was like...
No.
The most awkward thing you've ever seen in your life.
I've never
seen that before. It's viral as hell, so you can Google that. The couple that's never kissed before and kissed on their wedding
day. Did they fake it?
I don't think so.
Never kissed before their wedding?
I really don't think so. And I really think you need to Google this and see it.
I also find it problematic in the sense of like finding a partner because how many men, and this might sound crazy as well, but like that is, you don't get married, let's say, even on the short end, for at least a year.
Yeah.
You get engaged maybe after a year if you're really head over heels.
And then a pandemic hits, and 5 years later, married. You realize you're old.
And how long can this guy just get to his edge and not...
Get to his edge. So we're saying, like, this is virginity being all sexual bases?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's probably just P and the V. Like...
Yeah, it seems like a P and the V thing. I feel like you can S a D. I feel like you can L a V and maybe even eat an A, but I don't know, dude. Like,
it's not for me, but I'm happy that it's working out for her and I wish her the best. And maybe maybe God will reward her and be like, because you waited, I'm going to bring the perfect man into your life. And I do think it's a way to sell books because I'm interested. And with that, I need to take a break because I'm sweating my ass off.
I'm dying. Am I red?
We'll be right back. Okay. We're literally dying over here. We had to take a break to cool down, and then the power went out back here because it cannot hold on to all the lights and the air conditioning and then the gym next door. It's just...
My hair is wet.
Yeah.
My phone is slipping out of my hands.
So we'll make this fast, but I wanted everyone to get a little better chance to know you, a little chance to know you better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. This
so we're gonna
is your
do
chance, guys.
A quick little... Ask me anything before we get out of here for this week. There were a lot, first of all, asking if your hair color is natural because it's so gorgeous.
Oh, they were literally asking about me?
Yeah, I said ask questions about Lizzie.
Oh, you made it specific?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Because I feel like they know who I am. They need to learn a little bit more about you.
Well, I also posted an Ask Me Anything on my Instagram and nobody's asked me anything. And like, honestly, it hurts and I'm too sweaty to handle it. But yes, this is my natural hair color.
No, it's not.
Bitch, yes, it is.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I always just assumed it was fake because it's so
great,
beautifully red. Yeah. Because
it's... fucking wonderful. Yeah, no, this is my authentic hair color. I didn't actually have any pigment like on my body, in my eyes, in my hair until I was like 11, and then the ginge came.
Started coming.
Yeah, but there was a hot second where we were worried I was maybe albino.
And we're not at our best right now if you're watching the video version because we're sweating our asses off. A lot of people were also asking, and I saw this on the promo video, why haven't we heard of Lizzie before the podcast? Which, like, you weren't a main figure on my channel, but you've appeared a couple of times.
I appeared a couple of times. I will say those were some hard times.
What do you mean? Oh, because you just didn't like the way you looked in them?
No, like you just pop up. I'm like, let's go shopping. And you pop up with your little vlog camera. And it's like, I have no makeup on. And I'm in the middle of the most narcissistic spending spree during Christmas.
Welcome to YouTube, baby.
And you just out me like a messy bitch, showing everybody my fucked up ride.
You're like, acting like I posted it without your approval. It's not like I was going behind your back.
No, you had my approval.
Yeah, yeah. It just like maybe wasn't the most ideal time for you.
I don't know if back in that day there was an ideal time for me.
All right, your favorite celebrity to stalk on social media. I know there's a lot of them. Give us something good, something juicy.
Give me something good. Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't follow her.
Oh, you're one of those. That's the worst.
Because I'm one of those.
I hate when people are talking shit about me and then I go to look at it and they're not even following me. I'm like, well, what brought you here the second I posted?
Oh, no, they steady checking up on you, daddy.
Well, can you put like post notifications on for someone you don't follow so you still know when they post?
I don't understand social media enough to do that, but I do check Bella Thorne like every time I take a shit.
Right. Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
I understand that. Somebody wants to know if you're still pursuing comedy.
No.
You're not? I mean, in writing maybe, but you write more horror?
I really like writing horror specifically. I think horror and comedy are very similar. Like, it's about tension and then a punchline or a scare. And I really like those elements. I'm a huge fan of shitty horror comedy. Like, I think campy horror comedy is really fun.
Right.
And I'm actually working on a horror with comedy elements at the moment as well.
Beautiful.
But I don't do straight comedy anymore.
All right. Well, let's make this about me. Somebody said, does she think Shane's the right fit for you?
So it's what I think.
Yes. That's why I'm making it about me, but through you.
Right. Do I think Shane's the right man for you?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I did.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, I definitely, it's very nice for me to see my friend loved by somebody in such a nice way.
Yeah. We've both landed on good partners.
We really have. My ankles are dripping in sweat.
Same. So this will be the last question. Have you ever smoked pot? And I guess, obviously, yes.
Yeah.
But you're sober now. Is that a secret?
No, that's not a secret. I definitely have a substance abuse problem.
Right.
So I treat that substance abuse problem. I can't even say it. I'm so hot. This is not a great... I'm not like a pillar of fucking like
sobriety. Well, when we first
now,
met, and I don't know if I've already said this, but like you'd come over, chug a bottle of wine, and we'd like go out for the night. And I just thought we were being 23-year-olds, but turns out...
Oh, there's a difference between like 23-year-old binge drinking and like a raging alcoholic with a deep spiritual problem.
Right.
Yeah.
But you've been doing well for a long time.
Yeah.
In AA, good.
In AA, I do have a 12-step program. I have a sponsor. I have a higher power, Ellen Ripley from Aliens.
From Aliens? Like an actress?
No, it's the character Ellen Ripley from Aliens, specifically in her heavy metal bodysuit at the very end when she's like, get away from her, you bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not familiar, but all right.
Oh my God, how are you not familiar?
I don't know. Okay, so do you have like a pot story or maybe your first time that you got high? Do you like have a vivid memory?
I actually have a really ridiculous pot story. It's not the first time I got high, but like years ago.
And you don't smoke anymore.
I don't smoke. I don't even take Advil PM.
Wow.
I don't even take cold medications that have downers in them because I used to abuse ZQL.
Right.
And NyQuil.
I could never recover from NyQuil. Like, if I take NyQuil, I am not okay the next day. Like, I can never get back into life.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely a problem for me. So I stay away from that.
I don't mean to be laughing at you. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I laugh about it too. Like, I don't have any weird things around it. Like, right. The only reason why I would stay quiet about my sobriety or the fact that I am a member of AA is because it's literally called Anonymous.
And oh my gosh, am I outing you?
No, it's okay. I would have outed myself as well.
Okay.
I also have a thing with like people outing themselves publicly, but I'm a hypocrite till the day I die. Well, so here we are.
If you decide you want to cut this later, you can tell me.
Sure.
I like call you screaming, no!
No, but I do have a really ridiculous getting high story. So I had gone to it was Christmas time. I was in college. I was going to fly from where I was going to school to my parents' house in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And I went to Chico State. Shout out Wildcats. I know nothing about the community because I was blackout drunk the entire time I was there. Huh. But I went to this ugly sweater party and ate a huge edible. I actually had a friend who had cancer at the time, and he gave me one of his cancer grade edibles. And this is before weed was legal. So like this was some legit drugs.
Yeah, because now they know how to like how much is actually going in.
And this at this time, he looked me in the eyes and he said, "Lizzie, only eat a quarter of this or you will be fucked." And I was like, "Bobby, challenge accepted." And I ate that entire fucking brownie, like ate the entire fucking thing, was not high, surprisingly, for like 3 hours. And was like, well, this is weird.
You always want to consume more on edibles because you're like, it's not working. And everyone's like, no, trust me, it will work.
Chill out, bitch. So like, cut to the next morning, my flight's at 6 a.m. I am so high, I physically cannot stand up. Like my friend drove me to the airport, dropped me off, and I get to the kiosk because this was I had an electronic ticket, but every time I would type in my information to get my e-ticket from the little kiosk, it said like, "You don't have a ticket." And I was like, well, that's bullshit because I know my dad got me a ticket. I was also going to New York because I had to have surgery on my skin cancer. I have skin cancer, nobody asked, but now you know.
Right.
So I knew my dad had booked me a flight because I had this surgery where they had to take the skin cancer out. And I go up to the little counter and I am so stoned. I can't even stand up. And I'm holding my head on the counter like, "I have a flight to New York and I need to get there." And they were like, "Do you have any ID?" And then I was like, "Oh, fuck, I forgot my ID." Like, I'm so high. The only thing I brought with me were bathing suits. So after a long conversation, we realized my dad never actually booked my tickets, but just made a reservation and didn't pay for it. And he's not answering the phone, so I can't get to New York. I also don't have a stitch of identification on me. I don't have a credit card. And if I did have a credit card, there probably wasn't enough money to fly me to New York. And I'm passing out, literally fainting at the counter, stoned out of my mind. And then I just was like, "Listen, you guys." And I like sat down on the floor and I was like, "I have skin cancer. I need to get to New York to get this shit handled. Like, please help me." And they were like, "Okay, we'll put you on a flight." And
for free?
Swear to God.
God.
They put me on a flight to New York for free. I'm going through security. They're like, "We need to see your ID." And I was like, "Oh, fuck, guys, we've been through this. I don't have any ID." And then I remembered I had my biopsy report about my skin cancer on my arm. And they had just cut the mole out of my arm, so I had an open sore.
Oh, that's what that scar is.
Yeah, it's not a gunshot wound. If I've told you that, that's a bold-faced lie.
Right.
Though I am very scrappy. And so I'm showing them the biopsy report and I take that says like my name on it. Uh-huh. And I take the bandage off my arm and then I show them the open wound. And the TSA guy just looks at me like, "It's fine. Don't worry about it." And I was like, "Thank you." I'm also in a wheelchair because I'm so high I can't walk. And this is how I know I have a drug problem.
Got it. I don't know if I should go into mine today because I'm sweating so profusely.
Yo, I need a cigarette.
Maybe we could save this for the top of show next week when we have my sister here. Oh, maybe Morgan could share her pot story as well.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
All right. Well, I wanted to end on a couple of reviews because I've been seeing your reviews and reading them on Apple Podcasts, and it honestly just melts my heart.
They're so nice.
The support for this show is unreal. RyeTunes 2015 said, "Honestly, didn't know what to expect going into this, but I found myself literally not being able to get out of the car because I didn't want to stop listening. Can't wait for the next episode," which just like,
that's so sweet. No one's ever cared about what I have to say.
And then Yo, It's Melissa XOXO says, "Fave podcast, hands down. I never write reviews on anything, but this is deserved. Keep them coming."
So, love you guys.
If you guys enjoy the podcast, it really does help if you rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. And that is where we're going to leave you this week. We're back every single Wednesday, and you can watch the full videos on YouTube at The Sip Clips. And you can follow our social medias, Instagram, Ryland Adams, Lizzie.Gordon.
Right? Yeah. L-I-Z-Z-E period G-O-R-D-O-N.
And
learn it, live it, love it.
Official. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching and listening to today's episode. We will see you very next Wednesday on next Wednesday. It is
so fucking hot
in here. It's like the middle of October. All right, I love you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And that's The Sip.
Fucking hose me down. I swear to God.